Numbers chapter 22. And the children of Israel set forward, and pitched in the plains of Moab on this side, east of Jordan by Jericho. And Balak the son of Zippor saw all that Israel had done to the Amorites. And Moab was terrified of the people because they were many, and Moab was distressed because of the children of Israel. And Moab said to the elders of Midian, "Now shall this company lick up all that are all around us, as the ox licks up the grass of the field." And Balak the son of Zippor was king of the Moabites at that time. Therefore he sent messengers to Balaam the son of Beor, to Pethor, which is by the river of the land of the children of his people, to call him, saying, "Look, there is a people that has come out from Egypt. Indeed, they cover the face of the earth, and they are staying opposite me. Come now therefore, I beg you, curse this people for me, because they are too mighty for me. Perhaps I shall prevail that we may strike them, and that I may drive them out of the land, because I know that whomever you bless is blessed, and whomever you curse is cursed." And the elders of Moab and the elders of Midian departed with the rewards of divination in their hand. And they came to Balaam, and spoke to him the words of Balak. And he said to them, "Lodge here this night, and I will bring you word again, as the Lord Jehovah shall speak to me." And the princes of Moab stayed with Balaam. And God came to Balaam, and said, "What men are these with you?" And Balaam said to God, "Balak the son of Zippor, king of Moab, has sent to me, saying, 'Look, there is a people that have come out of Egypt, which covers the face of the earth. Come now, curse them for me. Perhaps I shall be able to overcome them and drive them out.'" And God said to Balaam, "You shall not go with them. You shall not curse the people, because they are blessed." And Balaam rose up in the morning and said to the princes of Balak, "Return to your land, because the Lord Jehovah refuses to give me permission to go with you." And the princes of Moab rose up, and they went to Balak and said, "Balaam refuses to come with us." And Balak sent yet again more princes, and more honorable than they. And they came to Balaam and said to him, "This is what Balak the son of Zippor says, 'Let nothing, I beg you, hinder you from coming to me, because I will promote you to very great honor, and I will do whatever you say to me. Come therefore, I beg you, curse this people for me.'" And Balaam answered and said to the servants of Balak, "If Balak would give me his house full of silver and gold, I cannot go beyond the word of the Lord, Jehovah my God, to do less or more. Now therefore I beg you, stay here this night also, that I may know what the Lord Jehovah will say to me more." And God came to Balaam at night, and said to him, "If the men come to call you, rise up and go with them, but the word which I shall say to you, that you shall do." And Balaam rose up in the morning, and saddled his donkey, and went with the princes of Moab. And God's anger was kindled because he went, and the angel of the Lord Jehovah stood in the way as an adversary against him. Now he was riding upon his donkey, and his two servants were with him. And the donkey saw the angel of the Lord Jehovah standing in the road, and his sword drawn in his hand, and the donkey turned aside out of the road and went into the field, and Balaam struck the donkey to turn her back into the road. But the angel of the Lord Jehovah stood in a path of the vineyards. A wall was on this side and a wall on that side. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord Jehovah, she thrust herself to the wall and crushed Balaam's foot against the wall, and he struck her again. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah went further and stood in a narrow place where was no way to turn either to the right hand or to the left. And when the donkey saw the angel of the Lord Jehovah, she fell down under Balaam, and Balaam's anger was kindled. And he struck the donkey with a staff. And the Lord Jehovah opened the mouth of the donkey, and she said to Balaam, "What have I done to you that you have struck me these three times?" And Balaam said to the donkey, "Because you have mocked me, I wish there were a sword in my hand, because I would kill you now." And the donkey said to Balaam, "Am I not your donkey, upon which you have ridden ever since I was yours to this day? Did I ever do so to you?" And he said, "No." Then the Lord Jehovah opened the eyes of Balaam, and he saw the angel of the Lord Jehovah standing in the road with his sword drawn in his hand, and he bowed down his head and fell flat on his face. And the angel of the Lord Jehovah said to him, "Why have you stricken your donkey these three times? Indeed, I went out to stop you, because your way is perverse before me. And the donkey saw me, and turned from me these three times. Unless she had turned from me, surely now also I would have killed you, and saved her alive." And Balaam said to the angel of the Lord Jehovah, "I have sinned, because I did not know that you stood in the road against me. Now therefore, if it displeases you, I will return." And the angel of the Lord Jehovah said to Balaam, Go with the men, but only the word that I shall speak to you, that you shall speak. So Balaam went with the princes of Balak. And when Balak heard that Balaam had come, he went out to meet him to a city of Moab, which is in the border of Arnon, which is in the outermost coast. And Balak said to Balaam, Did I not earnestly send to you to call you? Why did you not come to me? Am I not able indeed to promote you to honor? And Balaam said to Balak, Look, I have come to you. Have I now any power at all to say anything? The word that God puts in my mouth, that I shall speak. And Balaam went with Balak, and they came to Kirjath-Huzoth. And Balak offered oxen and sheep, and sent to Balaam, and to the princes who were with him. And it came to pass in the morning, that Balak took Balaam, and brought him up into the high places of Baal, that there he might see the outermost part of the people.